Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
I don't worry about it. Nothing like, I'm in my own. You got to have tunnel vision in this. There's so many trials and tribulations you're going to go through. You know what I'm saying? If you keep focusing on the negative or focusing on anything that's not part of your vision, it's going to throw you off. So you got to have a vision. It's like, that's all I can say.
Look, yeah, I be back in the city with it. Jitty done been all across the globe. They say Jitty scribbler, he silly with it when he spit it. I hope he don't sell his soul. He should be good, man, he signed a code. He from the hood, nigga, down the road. He with you jugging right by the stove. Then they saw the patrol, it was time to roll. Saw the patrol, it was time to ride. Motor running on Memorial Drive. Got a country cousin cruising with the black man Savannah at the Florida Georgia line. Got a couple family members in Atlanta, not Atlanta. We let on Moretta decide. They just gon' let that Beretta fly. Cause you niggas bugging, spray pesticides. It's me and the bros, it's no extra guys. And they moving weight, it's no exercise. We could pick a date to come stretch you out. Only showing muscle when it's flexing time. You can see the hustle, you can recognize. Overcame struggle when the devil tried. Let me bear it all when I'm telling God. You know I'm a rant when I talk to Jah. Nigga said that I can't. Damn lie, ain't dapping no hand. Sanitize, gon' slide on your man. Landslide, there's a nine in my pants. Hancock, you gon' try to recant. You can now. I can step on the ant and pop. I'ma shoot at the ground. Dance now.
Gift to live in the land, you said. Ride with bags and bricks. Got my little nasty chick. That's what I asked of him. Told me he grabbed my wish. You dance with the devil. You never dance again.
Dance now. Dance. 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 I'm not the. I'm not a two-stepping man. I said I do not dance. It's a gun inside my pants, and the whole world's in his hands. It depends, penny for your sins. Shooting up the block, can't stop revenge. Nappy dreadlocks like a roster man. Where the story ends in a pop again. Mama said the messiahs and moccasins. Trying to save the kids in them apartment sins. Show a way to live with other options. Opulence, decadence, black excellence, and lots of it. I could cop the newest Beamer, Bentley, or Balenciagas. I could pay for this little nigga scholarship. I ain't caught up in rap nigga politics. Play with me, you're playing yourself. Playing with death, saying my prayer. Kathy and Carl got a K on the shelf. I'm in DeKalb County, you'll be carrying catering chef. Cooking up another plate of the best. Me and Crisco, body popping like it's Crisco. Fried chicken, I'm licking her thighs. Then I put my face in her breast. I took a drive, my plug on the west side of Atlanta. He known a finesse guys with a hammer on camels and headshots on the camera. Knock out a dreadlock. That's a felony charge. He called the F. Niggas cunner the A and get X'd out. But I only been here cause I'm trying to help. Only one you can help is
nigga
yourself.
Said that
now.
I can't. Damn lie, ain't dapping no hands. Sanitize, I'm gon' slide on your man. Landslide, there's a nine in my pants. Hancock, you gon' try to recant. You can now. I can step on the ant and pop. I'ma shoot at the ground. Dance now. Dance, dance, dance.
I would have had some gift to live in the land you said. Ride with bags and bricks. Got my little nasty chick. That's what I asked of him. Told me he grabbed my wish. You dance with the devil. You never dance again.
Dance now.
Journey, you know, not a destination. Lean not towards the egoistic inclinations. Positive vibrations bring real liberation. It's the will of the heart, the strength of the mind, and the love of the Creator that will help us rise out of these sadistic situations and experience the purity that exists in our creation, you know.
Happy eye, sending shots, infrared bitch, connected dots. Machine gun on me, Megan Fox, smack a nigga, I'm loading lux. Mob ties, never wore no tux. Slap 50 apps, slow your bucks. Mary Kate, baby, throw that up. When I look in her eyes, I can tell she can fuck. Yeah, chop singing four ways like Jodeci. Baby, get a load of me, I mean, open your mouth, take a load of me. I'm slippery, they can't get a hold of me. And if they do, it's hot and they blowing me. I take the mask off, you know it's me. Yeah, fam, damn. Nigga, I'm him. I had to shoot a nigga, he was talking. I was money mentioned, ain't get paid nothing. I'm feeling like Ace, all the money I loaned. And I be like Rico, but I ain't lose the verse. Fucking on your bitch until the hoe love me. Hit front and back, cause her face kinda ugly. You shot and you miss, nigga, know you a flunky. Shit, get this grunt till you play on my money. Lord of that zone, I'm bad to the bomb. Smoking on Acapone, feeling like Acapone. Your bitch give me dome, yeah, she swallow it whole. Got her sucking out each and every chromosome. I had to fuck with niggas, I knew a hoes. I had to bliss whenever niggas froze. I had to wipe bitches, I knew a hoes. Had to get in my pro, yeah, they brought it back home. Fam, damn. Nigga, I'm him, yeah, fam, damn, yeah. Nigga, I'm him, yeah, fam, damn, yeah. Nigga, I'm him, yeah, fam, yeah. Mwah, 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 nigga, I'm him. Check my energy, yeah. Should've named me Himothy. Bitches, you getting me? I refer as him, bitch, but I'm still talking me. Yeah, I'm the big him with the two, yeah. Bad bitch by the pool, yeah. Dictate how they do it, bitch. I feel like him, John. Any nigga want some, bitch, they can get some. I put the gun in your hand, better kill some. I take the condom off, I need to feel some. Put a hit on you if a nigga catch some. Yeah. I'm drinking Active, you drinking Delzum. Got a whole pipe, but I still can't sell none. I'm 69 with these hoes, but don't tell none. FLA nigga, still I'ma drink some. 4 since 8, since 12, since 16, grew up a real one. These niggas cap, I peel some. If I get caught, I peel some. Niggas rap, they tell some. I'm the horseman with the head off. I'm slime Tesla, but no much. With the doze up, then let off. Yeah, I'm the double man, cry by the kill, by the lie, by the charge up a lie, by the shoot my five, by the killing them dead, make sure when they die, by the Audemars Rolex, still ain't got time for it, I got a 45 on me gunning, bodies on all of us, bitch, we thuggin', I got a blonde bitch, I met in London, she super bad, stole your boo, make love, yeah, I'm big thuggin', wrist bustin', fist bustin', neck bustin', fuckin' on your bitch from the front, got a bustin', got two fingers in and she tucked to her fountain, I let her climb on that dick like a mountain, she say she scared of the hype, but she ride it, she say I'm proud of you, bitch, why you lying? Fucked you and your friend, I had to choose violence. Fam, damn, nigga, I'm him, yeah. Fam, damn, yeah. Nigga, I'm him, yeah. Fam, damn, yeah. Nigga, I'm him, yeah. Fam, yeah. Run, 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 nigga, I'm him. Check my energy, yeah. Should've named me Himothy. Bitch, you getting me? I refer as him, bitch, but I'm still talking me. Yeah, I'm the big him with the two, yeah. Bad bitch by the pool, yeah. Dictate how they do it, bitch. I feel like him, John.
Already know the motherfucking deal. You know the vibes. This is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I'm of course your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. I am him. I am Himothy. I am Hemi Neutron. I am Hemi Turner. I am him Carrie. I am all that in a motherfucking bag of chips. And if you did not hear my baby on the intro, please let her reintroduce me one more time. I am
Uncle Sean Don P.
Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. First off, I want to start by saying welcome to all my first time and my last time listeners. This is episode 155 of this thing we be doing all the time, man. Welcome to the show. Let's get some gunshots for my people listening, tuning in, tapped in. What's good? You know what I'm saying? Usually how I start this thing, I started by telling you how your uncle is doing, what's going on in my neck of the woods, how I'm feeling, what I'm eating, how's the weather, everything that's going on in my life, I tell you about, and then I get to the shits, man. I get to what you guys came here for. I cover everything from news, sports, entertainment, new music, everything, man, and pretty much everything that's going up and down your timeline. Your uncle is going to talk about it, and he's going to get to it. But first, it's that time, man. It is that time. I told my all-the-time listeners last week that this would be my last podcast for about two to three weeks, possibly. Possibly I'm going to do a podcast in between that time with my executive producer because we will be reunited. This is it, man. Most of you who know, your uncle has been overseas for the past year. I've been in the ROK, the Republic of Korea, for the past year. And my time has come to an end, man. My flight is on Tuesday over here this time. And yeah, man, I've had a beautiful fucking time over here. I've met lifelong friends, built just friendships, and just I met people that I can officially call my family. It's been amazing, man. It's been an experience that I didn't even expect. Had an opportunity to come over here. I took it and I just embraced myself in the culture with the people. Met some just amazing people, man. But my time is here. It's time to get the fuck on out of here. I know this could be coming as a surprise to some people. Some people didn't know I was leaving so soon. But I don't see a reason for me to stay. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be back in the United States in, I would say, 72 hours or more or less. But yes, man, I don't want to get too much on my whole travel itinerary and shit like that. But I've just met so many just dope people and great people, people that I'll never forget. Hopefully they can always hear my voice, hear how your uncle's feeling, what's going on in my life through the podcast, of course. But we got a few things to talk about today, man. The weather is nice outside. It's still fucking winter, man. Get your fucking coats. But one thing I wanted to talk about that's been on your uncle's mind and just on my heart this week is, man, some shit, man. Like I told you guys, I was out with some people this weekend celebrating, you know, me leaving and just enjoying each other's company, man, before I, you know, transition to the next stage of my life. I was out with some homies, and have y'all ever been out and you sense when someone is, like, in competition with you, like, in secret competition with you, like, you out there just... You know me, family. I'm expressive. I'm a crack jokes. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna talk to random strangers. I'm gonna just make connections wherever I go. And things that I notice is some people. I just noticed, man. I was out in the clubs and the bars with my folks, and I'm doing my thing. I'm talking to folks. I'm kicking it. I'm laughing. I'm dancing. I'm doing all that stuff. And I just look over and I just see someone like ice grilling me, like, why is that nigga, like, if I was to put myself in the mind of this hater, this nigga was looking at me like, man, who this nigga think he is, man? Like, who this nigga, why this nigga always da-da-da-da-da, and why this nigga always get the attention? Why this nigga always, you know, people fuck with him? Like, have y'all ever just peep, like, someone in, like, a secret competition with you? Like, the things you do, like, I'm just getting an example. I was in a club. I did this one thing, and then like I thought nobody was looking. Like I was doing my own thing, and then I did this one thing, and I feel like they peeped it, because I peeped them doing it like a little bit later. I'm like, yo, and I just like, damn, bro, like you ain't like, and this is someone like that acts like they're your homie, or they act like they cool with you, or they just act like, oh, nah, bro, I fuck with you, da 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 da. And I was like, you really want to be me? Like, you really want to be, like, have, I just want to ask y'all, fam, like, have y'all ever, like, been in a secret competition with somebody? Like, I'm going to just let y'all know, man, I'm Kim Jong-un, baby. Like, I'm really Himothy. Like, I'm really him. Like, I really noticed, like, when you're able to look yourself in the face in the mirror and just you can know who you are, and you know, like, you're not trying to be anything other than yourself, like, it will attract haters. It will attract just people who is a little envious, who are just not 100%, you know, comfortable with themselves. Like, I believe Cat Williams said something like, yo, like, if you ain't got no haters, you're doing something wrong. Find a way to get you some haters, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just keep shitting on them, man. And I'm going to just continue to keep shitting on them. I encourage you, family, to just do yourself, be yourself. Being yourself is is the one thing you can't go wrong at. Because when you're yourself, you're just being you. You don't have to hate on nobody. You don't have to look at somebody. You don't even have to be in secret competition with somebody else. And I feel you, man. Competition is good. Competition can be healthy. But, like, don't act like you my homie and just look at me and try and do the things I do. Like, you're not me. I'm going to just let you know, my boy. You're not me. You'll never be me. That's why I don't even got to say, man. Listen, man. I'm so thankful for the people who appreciate me. I just want to thank the people who checked up on me, who knew I was leaving, who just took the time out of their day to, you know, come check on me. Like, hey, yo, bro, I'm going to miss you. Handle your business when you get back to the States. Keep doing what you do. I appreciate it. I don't even have to call the people out because the people who did it, you know what I'm saying? The people who let me know that, you know, they took time out their day to be just to let me know that they give a fuck about me and they rock with me. Like, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate the love. And I also appreciate all the new listeners. I'm getting hella listeners now. I really appreciate it. This podcast has really grown from fucking nothing, bro. From fucking 2 listeners to 5 listeners to 15 to 20 to 25 to motherfucking 40 to 50. We up to the hundreds now. Like, I really, really appreciate all the listeners. Every single one. Not the one. Like, every single one. Every single person who clicked this. Because in reality, bro, people only have to listen to my shit for 60 seconds for it to count as a fucking view. And some people can't even do that. Because I be posting on my Instagram story at Estomperion, by the way. And I be getting thousands of views on my stories. And only hundreds of people come fuck with the podcast. But that's neither here nor there. I appreciate all the people who really do and truly fuck with me. And, you know, really put that effort to just, you know, what's 60 seconds out of your day to just come listen to the intro song? Like, it's really not nothing. So I appreciate the people who do appreciate me. And all you hating ass bitch ass niggas, I'ma keep stepping on your necks. I'ma keep you hating. Hate from a distance, nigga, cause I know your pussy ass niggas ain't gonna do shit about it, nigga. But anyways, we got shit to talk about. We got shit to get to. So without further ado, let's get to the shits. First on the motherfucking docket, man. I came in here last week at the end of the podcast. This interview was dropping. Kanye West. Now, we've been talking about Kanye for like the past 3 to 4 fucking weeks, and I am getting pretty sick and tired of talking about this man. But he just keeps doing shit, and of course Kanye is a part of our culture and just damn near the whole news cycle, so we basically can't avoid it. But right when we was finishing recording last week, Kanye had just hopped back on Instagram after a flurry of fucking crazy tweets. He got banned from Instagram, went to Twitter, went to sleep, and said, well, I'll let y'all know. But basically, I seen some clips from Drink Champs popping up on my timeline of Kanye saying crazy things like George Floyd didn't die from a knee on his neck. He died from basically a fentanyl overdose. And then, right before I ended the podcast, let me just play this.
Yet another controversy for Kanye West, also known as Ye. He's been locked out of his Twitter account now, the platform suspending him after an anti-Semitic tweet. That tweet said, quote, "When I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people." His tweet continued saying, quote, "The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew." Well, this comes just a few days after he made headlines for wearing a White Lives Matter shirt during his fashion show in Paris. He called the Black Lives Matter movement a scam, posting on Instagram that the movement is now over. He also talked about race matters on Fox News channels.
Yeah, so after all of that, man, I had no words. And I feel like a lot of us felt this way. I had no words. I'm just sitting here like, bro, I don't even know what to say. Like, what can you even say? Like, what can you say about Kanye West that has not been said already? Everyone's speculating on his mental health. Everyone's just like, bro, like, stop talking. Like, we don't care about none of this shit you trying to push to us, Kanye. We just care about the music and the shoes, Kanye. Just do that and just That's how I felt. I was just like, nigga, I don't care about none of this shit you be talking about, bro. Just music and shoes and clothing. Just stick to that, bro. Just do whatever. Like, stop telling us your opinion. We don't care. We don't need Kanye as a thought leader. We don't at this point. We don't need it anymore. If we want it, we'll take it in the music. But, of course, Kanye cannot be silenced, evidently, from all the interviews he's done throughout this week. I really watched the whole Drink Champs interview when it first dropped. I stopped probably like 2 hours in between, and then I had to go to another YouTube page to watch the rest of the interview, because when I came back to the interview, it was already taken off of the YouTube page, off of Revolt, off of everything. It was taken off. So I had to go finish the rest of the interview, and there's too much to even cover from the interview. After that interview, Nori basically apologized to the Jewish community, everybody, you know, that basically was offended by it, which was right. Also, didn't like that he took it off, because it's like, damn, you kind of like hindering his free speech. But also, when it comes to business and it comes to just spewing shit that seems like hate speech, you can get sued over that shit. And they don't want to take the heat for Kanye saying some crazy shit. They don't want to have to get sued and lose their whole platform because Kanye came on here one day and just blew this whole shit to smithereens. But then later on in the week, Kanye sat down in different interviews, Fox News. He sat down with, what's this man's name? I know for one, he sat down with Piers Morgan, but there was an interview before who he sat down with. He sat down with Chris Cuomo for like a 20-minute interview. They had a huge back and forth, yelling, screaming. It was fucking crazy.
My people, they need to hear me saying out loud what the truth is. There's a bunch of people in Hollywood that are actors, that play basketball, that play...
Correct what you're saying. That is damaging to decency.
No, yo, but you can't talk over me. You can't talk over me.
Then stop and give me a chance to make the point that you need to listen to.
Don't cut off... I need to make a clear point. When am I allowed to make a point that you don't cut me off?
You've been talking overwhelmingly during this segment, yeah? And I was, I'm happy to give you the time, but...
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Well, I can't just give you... I can't give you unrestricted license to attack Jewish people and say that they're your friends, because that's anti-Semitic. And it's dangerous.
Are you going to give me a platform?
I am giving you a platform, but
Wait, so you talk and tell me when I can get my idea.
All right, good. Right after I ask you this, I'll give you the rest of the time before you go.
Yeah, so it was just a whole huge back and forth to just... It was bad. It was bad. It was...
Yet another kind.
We didn't need all of... I don't even know the purpose of that interview. They just went back and forth. But then he went on an interview with Piers Morgan. And for the majority of the shit that Kanye's been saying, I did not agree with. But then I started to just listen and trying to understand where he was coming from, just because everyone was just writing Kanye off as crazy. Throughout the whole week, he's been losing endorsement after endorsement. Adidas said, yo, we don't want to continue this partnership. Gap says, yo, fam, I don't care. I don't want to continue this partnership. Then Balenciaga came out and said, yo, we're cutting all ties with Kanye. Fucking Morgan Chase Bank fucking said, yo, fam, you got this $120 million in this bank. I don't give a fuck. We don't want to keep it in here. We're cutting ties with them. You got to find somewhere else to put your money. Anna Wintour, the fashion designer, saying, yo, I'm not fucking with Kanye no more. It seems like everyone of power in the media is basically saying, we not touching Ye with a 40-foot pole. But then I sat down and I watched all these interviews. Then I watched the Piers Morgan interview. And, of course, it was some fiery moments in between. But it came to a point in the interview where I understood. And this is what I want to do, because I'm not gonna do the whole groupthink thing where everyone sides on the same side and just says, yeah, Kanye's just crazy. I agree with Kanye. And I want to say his point which I came to the conclusion of before it actually he actually said it in the Piers Morgan interview. Basically, I feel like Kanye was trying to say about Jewish people. He was saying, yo, Jewish people, or the Jewish businessmen that I've done contracts with and done business with have fucked me and screwed me over. And the Jewish businessmen who run a big portion of the music industry have fucked me and are promoting violence in the music and putting DEFCON 3 and all these crazy things and contracts in the NBA and music and NFL contracts and shit like that. And basically, he was basically targeting this statement, I'm finna go DEFCON 3 on these Jewish businessmen in particular. He wasn't talking about the whole Jewish community. He wanted the whole Jewish community to hear this and feel what he was saying. So he basically just made a broad statement, which I feel like everything he said was for a purpose. He wanted to create this huge storm of controversy to get his message out there, which is low-key genius, but it's very, very problematic. It's like, cool, I want to get this done, but to get this done, I don't think I can do it peacefully. I think I have to stir up hate to get them to realize, yo, this is what's going on. And if I'm keeping it truthful, he got his point across, because he's basically saying, well, he really didn't. He later explained it, and not everyone is going to do the research and hear the 2 to 3 hour interviews that I'm going to sit through and listen to. But it's like, you basically, what most people got is, yo, Jewish people are doing unfair things, and it's fucked up to just label a whole community. But he also made a good analogy where he said, if 4 black people are in a car and 1 black person has drugs and guns, is the police going to take everyone in the car to jail, or is he just going to take one? So Kanye used that thought process, saying, if I'm talking about these specific Jewish men, I'm going to have to go against the whole Jewish community to make my point, because I can't just leave all the Jews out when I'm talking about these one specific Jews. I have to talk about everyone, because they're not going to get the statement. Because the same way people generalize and say, oh, all black people are like this, it's the same way he basically weaponized, oh, all Jewish people are like this, is basically what he was trying to do. But basically, it came to a head on the Piers Morgan interview, and I'm going to play this clip, where in a rare moment, Kanye actually apologized.
Earlier that maybe we could work on, that I feel like it's going to be massively offensive, and I really do. I do apologize to people that I offended earlier in the interview on that comment. Maybe we could look at scrubbing that if we deem.
Well, I would say it's an uncensored interview. You said something which you've now wished you hadn't said, and you've apologized. I actually think that says a lot about you. Right, that shows you've got that ability to be self-aware, to understand when you cross a line. I think someone like you, with all your energy and creativity and your passion, you're going to say stuff. The way that you talk constantly and in such an extraordinary manner, you're going to trip up. You're going to say things the wrong way. I don't think there's anything wrong in, when you do that, doing what you just did and saying, like, I'm sorry, I crossed a line, I apologize. It's actually quite empowering.
You know what I think? You know what I think I'll go ahead and do? I feel that I've given the platform, and I think by holding the idea of an apology hostage is not godlike.
Correct.
I feel like we have to free. Yeah, you know, and I think that's the point that you've been making. And because we sat down and had this conversation, you know, I will say I'm sorry for the people that I hurt with the DEFCON, the confusion that I call. I feel like I cause hurt and confusion. And I'm sorry for the families of the people that had nothing to do with the trauma that I had been through, and that I use my platform where you say hurt people, hurt people. And I was hurt. I was frustrated. I was frustrated that Gap hadn't opened stores. I was frustrated that I spent time with a gentleman who I love him, his wife, his kids, David Simon, and to open stores. And then he called Bob Martin at Gap and said, I'm not going to open the stores. And I've just been frustrated. I just want to open my Whittle stores. And I want to say that it's wrong to hold an apology hostage. And I got to let go of that and free myself of the trauma and say, look, I'm just going to give it all up to God right now and say to those families that are hurt, you know, I really want to give you guys a big hug. And I want to I say I'm sorry for hurting you with my comments. And I want to word it. And not in like a political way, but in a presidential way, which means what I knew a president to be when I was growing up, in a sincere way. You know how people give those kind of, I want to give an apology, and you're like, but did you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, no, it has to be, I want to go to every person's grandmother and grandfather and every person's son and daughter, aunt and uncle, and give them a hug and say, you know what? I've been hurt, and I do want you to talk to your boys. I do want you to talk to the people that are in power, the people who do own the black voice, the people who do own the black voice, the vote, which a lot of Jewish business people do. And I want to be able to sit at the table with the contracts. I want my people to sit at the table with the contracts. I do want all of this, but I'm not going to hold my apology hostage till I get that. I'm going to start by taking accountability for my actions and the lack of sophistication in my wording. Like I said, I was sleepy, and it was taken in a way that I didn't mean to be taken. It definitely caused some attention, but I don't want the conversation to go away just because I came to you guys and said, you know, I understand how I hurt you, and I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused and the confusion that I caused. Now, that is said, right? But I don't want the conversation to go away, that we are still in a place where these contracts are still up. My people are still getting screwed. This has to be opened up. Yes, and I'm not asking for a promise. But it would be a beautiful world as I release the pain that I've caused and the pain that I have in me, that grudge that I was holding, that you guys, some of you guys, one, two of you guys, step up and say, let's look at these contracts. Let's make it not be a known fact that the music industry is treacherous. Let's make them, because some of my kids do music. You know, I don't want them to step into a treacherous place. I want it to be better for them than it was for me. So I want us to sit down and come together and really work on that. Would that make sense to you, Pierce?
You know what, Ye? If you'd simply said that.
Fam, now, I have been hearing Kanye bullshit for the last year, for the last couple of months, really, but Kanye has been saying and doing a lot of crazy shit for a minute, and that is the first inkling of humility and just down-to-earthness that I've heard in a very long time. He admitted he was wrong. He admitted he could have said it different. He admitted it came off very harsh, but specifically for a reason. And that, to me, I think we can dead this part of the Kanye saga. I feel like we can say, okay, we all know Kanye isn't racist. At least we think. At least some people think he's Uncle Ruckus. Some people think he's a black skinhead. Some people think he should just dye his skin white because he wants to be white or be accepted by white people so much. I am not going to say that. I think Kanye in this, which is, I guess, is a hot take, I believe Kanye was right in his thinking. The way he went about it was absolutely fucking awful. But, I mean, we just got something that I never think I would have heard Kanye back down from. And I don't even think he backed down, but I do see the effect of what happened, because his whole thing is, yo, these Jewish people, and by Jewish people he means these Jewish businessmen who work in the entertainment industry, they run media, they run the most popular type of music in the world, which is hip hop and rap. They basically dictate what goes out, what gets hot, what is pushed out to the masses. And for a lack of better words, like, Kanye was right, because look how the whole media has turned on him. Look how everyone's saying, oh, Kanye's this, Kanye's that. Kanye, it's literally been Kanye versus the fucking world. The media has been painting Kanye in a crazy light when he does have some off-the-wall thoughts, but I don't think he's crazy. I think there's still a little sliver of the Kanye we once loved and appreciated still in there. And I don't know, man. Someone just got to wrap that man with love. I was going to talk about the other shit Charlamagne has said about Kanye and all these other people said about Kanye. But I do, after just seeing Kanye being humble in that little moment, I think I can gracefully bow out of the Kanye conversation, at least until next week or the few weeks after this when he does some wild shit. But yeah, man, prayers go to Kanye, man. In other news, man, since we haven't spoke about new music and we was already on Kanye, they said Kanye had like music on the way too, but new albums that have dropped this week. Starting off first, I don't even know if we talked about Lil Baby's album, because I think we did, but that was like last week where the album's released. Lil Baby dropped his highly anticipated It's Only Me project, 23 songs, and I think it came in at 213K purchases of the album since it came out, which I think that's one of the highest like numbers that have came out for an album this year, especially for Lil Baby. But it's a really fucking good project. I'm still infatuated with this fucking Forever record. Hold on, I gotta start this bitch from the top. This shit. Yeah. Baby. New city. Cause I need it one more time. I lose it all, I swear. I need it tonight. How we get so deep so fast? Hey, stop playing, I beat your ass. You be on some toxic shit, but I cannot get off this bitch. I haven't seen you in 3 months, I miss you. Can I see you, babe? Every time I see one of your pictures, that shit drive me crazy. Girl, I know you miss it, especially how I kiss it. Message say deliver. Why the fuck you keep going missing on me? Every time you get back in the picture, you act different on me. Hey, tell that nigga that we gon' have to share you. I ain't tripping on it. Jesus Christ, bro. I could listen to that song a million times. Just how he started that shit. God damn. I can tell you that's one of the reasons why the production on this album and just the bars on that bitch is literally why that album has sold so much, pushed and moved so many fucking units. That shit's amazing. Let's move on. More music. I Got a Family, a Gangsta Grill special edition hosted by DJ Drama. This is a NBA Youngboy album, his second album in the last like 2 weeks. 19 songs on there, and only I think two features from Nicki Minaj and Yeet on there. I'm not gonna hold you guys, I have not listened to this at all, mainly because I told you guys I am about to be on a flight and I kind of want to listen to new music while I am on the flight, just, you know, get a nice little period of time just listen to new music. But I'm gonna listen to this Nicki song real quick just to see how it's sounding.
Care about who you fussing, you know I'm a gangsta. I flesh out bad, don't care who here, now girl, bring your ass
that sounded pretty smooth. I really want to hear Nicki's part. That's what I came for. I'm sorry, young boy. I know you slam, I know you ain't liking you violent. Them niggas ran down on your homie, now you sliding. If I don't pick up when you call, you gon' be wildin'. But I just pray you make it home. Hey yo, and we still on that get back. Poppin' chains, don't give shit back. Back shots, got that grip back. Go ooh, down, get your lick back. Real niggas don't play with a bad bitch, ain't finna risk that. Soon as I give it to him, he finna get my name on his next tat. Go against me with a suicide letter. Bitch wanna kill herself, then I let her.
Hold on.
That bitch bailed down when I met her. You an amateur hoe, I'm in the lead. Point guard, tongue out, look at the speed. I don't look the rim on shots, I all net her. Jump shot weather, NBA better.
I like
that. NBA better, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice little shum. You know what I'm saying? Not bad. I definitely gotta listen to the whole project. I don't know how much it's projected to sell, but knowing NBA Youngboy, it's probably gonna do numbers. And you know the crazy shit is, I'm gonna get to that at the end, because that it has to do with this NBA Youngboy album, and the one he dropped before was like 3,800 degrees or some shit like that. But yeah, man, he's putting out a high volume of work. It looks like this project has been in the works for a minute. It seems like that 2,800 or 3,800 degrees project was just a throwaway. But definitely got to listen to that. Also, who else dropped? DJ Drama was working hard because he teamed up with Jeezy to drop his new Snowfall project. 17 songs, 48 minutes, features from Lil Durk, 42 Doug, and ESTG. I don't even know where to start, man. I definitely want to listen to this this new Jeezy album, especially because he just had a feature on ESTG's album and he had the standout verse on that, and I just wanted to see where Jeezy is at, man, to come back with a DJ Drama album and come back with probably, I'm gonna say one of the verses of the year. I want to know where Jeezy's at with it, man. Let's see what this record's called. Scarface featuring ESTG.
Me, yeah, that's who.
They finna talk to them shit on this. I can feel it.
Yeah. Mr. Thanksgiving. Trick or treat, grind asleep, going fed on the beat. Yeah. Big beat on the keys, plain chain on the sleeve. I fed the whole hood, I fed the whole town. I'm watching Scarface, yeah, and that's with no sound. I'm a boss. This woo is boss talk. Yes, yeah. Leroy, Mike Crip Walk. Yeah. Not a plunger, nigga, cause I shit talk. Ain't talking classrooms, yeah. I'm wearing white chalk. We try to live life.
I gotta turn that off. Holy shit, man. I can only imagine how crazy ESTG went on that shit. Cause Jeezy was snapping. Let's see.
Town, on the keys, play, I'm watching Scarface, and that's with no sound. I'm a boss. This is boss talk. Yo. Bruce Leroy, yeah. Mike Crip Walk. Got a plunger in this.
Jesus, snapping this shit, boy. Come on,
ESTG. Park, hop LS stick off. They some civilian shooters. We whack the big boss. It's still a dirty stick. I wipe the prints off. A real trap nigga. I'm talking brick talk. I train my dog right. I make my pit walk. Hit it, make it sit talk. Ordered up one ready, mostly hard. I left a zip off in case you wanna practice. Whip it till it's thick as batter. Girl as strong as Trisha Stratus. I'm a fitness master, murder business bachelor. Snatch a nigga out his body. Dr. G Miami. Niggas backwards, but on IG they look like.
like they turned up. They know not to post they whips and pics, it's gonna get burnt up. Can't blame you for being a bitch, your daddy soft. Look,
trick or treat, grown asleep, going fed on the beat. Big B on the keys, plain Jane on the
Yeah. They're going fucking crazy on there. So definitely gotta check out that Snowfall project by Jeezy and DJ Drama. Someone else who I really am not familiar with them except for a couple of songs, and that song that first DaBaby, Lil Baby song I just played. He was singing a hook on there Friday. The first time I heard of him, he was singing the hook on God Did with Jay-Z and all of them. But he just dropped his EP, 7 songs on there, 17 minutes, and only one feature from Vory. And I really do love Vory. Vory, of course, being a Meek Mill's artist. I definitely gotta check that out. And another person I really fuck with, Fredo Bang. He had dropped a new album. It is called UNLV. I'm not sure what that stands for. I'm sure I'll figure out later. But 17 songs on there. A couple features. T-Grizzly, Soulja Slim, Jada Youngin, B.O.G. Vani, G Herbo, 7 Hardaway, Re-Up, and Mouse on the Track. Is on there. I started to listen to him, the first 3 songs. I listened to the first one, Dog Ass, featuring Jada Youngin. Classic. It's really just classic Fredo Bang. So it's I haven't heard anything special from this project yet. But hopefully it's something like his last project. His last project would have nothing but
bangers. I'm trying to beat up your lip box, but I'm gonna kick you out the spot. If you ain't fucking, then you get to talking jazzy.
Jazzy.
She a dog ass hoe. Yeah, dog ass hoe.
You dog ass hoe.
Yeah, she a dog ass hoe. I love a dog ass hoe. Yeah, kitchen in your mouth if you a dog ass hoe. Bitch, I love to slut them out. Stuff you with dick, this plan B gon' flush you out. She play my songs while we fuckin', she ain't boppin', she just moppin'. I don't deal with attitudes, but I can try if she got the sloppy. Ooh, I put dick on you, then I proceed to your friend. Making sounds while she go down, she drank my dick like some gin. Might hit her off, it depends. I been out, smell a sin. Pussy good, credit good, this bitch might be heaven sent. I've been rolling all night. I'm off a pill. I got this bitch up in my spot calling me daddy. I'm trying to beat up your lip box, but I'm gonna kick you out the spot. If you ain't fucking, then you get to talking jazzy. Yeah, she a dog ass hoe. Yeah, dog ass hoe. Yeah, kitchen in your mouth if you a dog ass hoe. Yeah, she a dog ass hoe. I love a dog ass hoe. Yeah, kitchen in your mouth if you a dog ass hoe.
Come on, Jay.
Little bitch playing games, she's telling me I'm who she need. Use her for a brain low when she get on her knees. Yeah, I beat that pussy from her back, now she don't wanna leave. Dog ass low, dog ass low. When it come down to that mouth, I love all my own. Once you eat it, I delete it, don't you call back home.
Line them up like dominoes, we knock them down in a row. I've been rolling all night, I'm off a pill. I got this bitch up in my spot calling me daddy. I'm trying to...
So yeah, man, that was Dog Ass Ho. And I think that's all who really dropped. I feel like some other people dropped. But come on, man. I don't wanna disrespect a legend in the game. Big Draco, Soulja Boy, dropped. This is crazy. This is a surprise to me. I'm just looking at the new albums that dropped. And Soulja Boy dropped his album. It's called First to Do It. Does he have a song called First to Do It? Man, he should have a song called First to Do It, because I would have definitely played that. But it's 12 songs, 25 minutes. Yeah, man, I don't fucking know if I want to listen to this. Like, I'm not gonna hold you, bro. Like, I'll give it a chance because it's Soulja Boy. But yeah, man. Soulja Boy drop for you Soulja Boy fans out there. And someone who I told you earlier that I was going to talk about in regards to the NBA Youngboy album. NBA Youngboy and Kodak Black have been having a whole back and forth. It first started with a whole bunch of NBA Youngboy fans commenting on Kodak Black's Instagram page saying, "Why be better?" He came back and retaliated and said, "No, Kodak better." And they've been just having a whole back and forth on the internet, throwing subtweets at each other and stuff like that. And Kodak was supposed to drop his album like 3 weeks ago. And right when Kodak was about to drop his project, I think it's Cut KTB Volume 1. Fucking NBA Youngboy said, "Oh nah, I'm gonna step on your release date," and he dropped his 3800 Degrees project. So of course, Kodak being in charge of his music, he said, "Okay, cool, you gonna drop on that week, I'll just wait till next week to drop my shit." And then of course, a week later, NBA Youngboy drops his project we just spoke about, I Have a Family Now, the whole DJ Drama project. And it's like, damn, Kodak said, "You know what? Cool. You're going to drop this week? Cool. I'm just going to drop this little small little EP of these two songs that he already had dropped. Then he added another one, which I am really feeling. It's called I'm So Awesome. And I love this song. I've been playing this shit all week. This shit's hard. That's why I'm so excited for the motherfucking, this new project, man. He need to drop it, but he may have a problem.
Hot out the spray, then I hot in the rave. I'm having fun today. Step on these niggas and they when I play. Yeah, that what my mama say. Get you some money, you stay here, you pay. You can't be sitting in my mansion all day. I go to prison, I'm having my way. Go to Morocco and fuck on the Tahoe. I'm so awesome. Think how she fine and she gon' get a son. No, get you a job, son. Jay crack my dog, you know he been my weenie. Fuck with him low and he knew me since Pee Wee. Remember them times I was fucking a fifi. Yeah, so
it looks like Kodak was going to drop his album next week on Friday. But he may have a little problem because of the next album I'm going to talk about. So before I get into that album, well, fuck it, I'll just say it. It's official. Drake and 21 Savage are officially dropping a joint project on Friday, October the 28th, and it's going to be called Her Loss, the album. And Lord have mercy, man, I'm fully ready for this. It's fam, when I first seen the title of this, I said, ain't no way, boy, we finna have, it's October, Drake is dropping October's very own. What? So I'm like, you know what, Kodak, bro? You're going to have to sit out, bro. You should have dropped it when NBA Youngboy dropped that mid-ass fucking 3800 Degrees shit. Like, you should have been dropped it. But, yeah. Drake and 21 Savage announced after 21 Savage basically brought out Drake at, I think it was Morefest. Let me get the exact, because I don't want to fuck up this, because my homie, the GOAT himself, I Am Fly Guy DC, was hosting Spellhouse. It was Spellman and Morehouse's joint homecoming this weekend in my beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, the GOAT himself, the GOATy GOAT, I Am Fly Guy DC, basically was hosting it. And you know what I'm saying, he told everybody, man, I Am Fly Guy DC has been the absolute, he's been the fucking prince of the city for so long, we gotta crown him at this point, because he's been going so hard for so fucking long, man. Every event that's even pop, even relevantly popping, Fly Guy DC is gonna be there, and he's just gonna turn up, bro. It could be a regular Wednesday, regular Thursday, regular Monday. He's gonna turn up any function. He's been doing it so long. Honored to meet him at I think it was a pep rally for, I think Coca Vango was there. Who else was there? It was Ale and Tail's girlfriend. And I forget her name, bro. I'm forgetting her name. I'm so sorry. But it was an event. I met him there. Just super humble, dope guy. But he was hosting Spellhouse this weekend, and you know what I'm saying? He brought out 21 Savage was the headliner. But he brought out everyone, man. He brought out Big Frank, Gloss Up, K Carbon, Azalea, Slime, Trinidad James, Huncho, Lakia, Ruby Rose, Lil Duval, King Combs, PGF Nunk, Ray Shremin, and he brought out Lil Yachty. And of course, 21 Savage was the headliner. He brought out 21 Savage, and 21 Savage brought out Drake. And right after Spellhouse was 21 Savage's birthday, where they announced the Drake and 21 album dropping this Friday. And I just want to, you know, send shout outs to Fly Guy DC for putting on this just masterful event in the city, man. I don't think the city's ever seen nothing so crazy in such a long time. Lil Yachty was there, performed his new song Poland. Crowd was singing that thing word for word. Drake came out, shut that thing down. 21 turned up. Ruby was there. Lakia was there. It was just a fucking movie, man. And no one does it like Atlanta, man. Nobody. But yeah, Kodak, back to music. Like, yeah, that's happening, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, Kodak, are we ever gonna get to this album, bro? Because I don't think you wanna drop the same week Drake and 21 Savage. And I don't even know what to expect from the Drake and 21 Savage. I know there's gonna be some love songs. 21 has been in his bag. 21 has one of my favorite I would say like hood like love songs. What was Ball Without You? Yeah, I ain't got a ball without you. Now I ain't got a ball. Yeah, I ain't got a ball. Like, come on. 21 Savage be in his bag, and I really can't wait to see what they've been cooking up. And if anyone's wondering, The Game, this is why Drake couldn't do a feature for your album. He's been fucking with 21 Savage. In other news, man, YK Osiris was in news because he's been feeling down, man.
I just want to be happy. I give. I just want to be happy, man. Like, this is a piece of paper. My baby mama always tell me, say, Osiris, nobody f*** you. Nobody f***s you. And I always tell her, I don't believe you. And nobody really don't f*** me. She be telling me, Osiris, nobody f***s you. Like, stop. Like, stop doing music, bro. What? I do not believe her. She's definitely right. I definitely believe her. Now. She always tell me, say, nobody f*** with you, man. She always tell me that Drake don't f*** with me, the baby f*** me, nobody f*** me. Nobody want to manage me. Y'all keep using that Drake shit, huh? Drake don't f*** with me either. Me and Drake don't talk. Me and the baby don't talk. Nobody in the industry f***s with Osiris. Nobody, so don't keep using that shit with me. Like, you can't keep using that. Like, stop. Like, we don't talk. The baby don't f*** with me no more. Drake don't f*** with me no more. And nobody f*** with Osiris. So why the f*** I keep living? I just tell y'all not getting it. Like, so you tell me why should I keep living? I don't get it. Like, why y'all saying, like, y'all would tell me all the time, but I'm giving y'all explanation.
Damn, bro. God damn. after hearing YK Osiris like that, it really made me think and just like, I don't even want to say I felt bad for him, but of course I felt bad. I just was like, damn, because Osiris is one of those people that I seen, especially in the industry. He never really conformed how a lot of these artists conform in the industry. He was very on his own type of time, and like, he would openly pray, he would openly thank God, he would openly like speak against the industry politics, and he would just do shit different. He was an individual to me, and just seeing him just saying stuff like, I don't want to be here anymore, I'm tired of this, like, I'm not appreciated, like, fam, to break generational curses, be the first one to make it out your hood, make all this money, make millions of dollars, have all these celebrity friends telling you you the shit and this and that, and not to feel it reciprocated, kind of, I mean, I would imagine that really hurts. Like, one thing he said, his baby mama was talking down to him, saying like, no one fucks with you, no one wanna work with you, no one really your friend, saying Drake don't fuck with me, Lil Baby don't fuck with me. And this is like literally weeks after him just getting an OVO tattoo on like his, on his leg or something. He got like an Usher U chain and OVO chain like tatted on him, and he like posted, when you get a seat at the table with some of the legends and they talk to you about success, you will understand. And just from that, it was just like, damn, like, it was just like, damn, like, I thought everything was good with those stars. Like, he was on Drake's plane, he was kicking it with Drake, he was doing all this, but now he's saying, like, no one fucks with him. It was really sad, and just mental health is real. He was going out telling people his location, like, I'm finna go to Beverly Center, y'all can come rob me, kill me, do whatever to me, dude, I don't care no more. He was giving out money on his way to the mall and shit like that. And it was just really concerning. I really hope someone stepped in. It looked like someone did step in and talk to him. But mental health is real, man. It's not just for celebrities. It's for everyday normal people. Like, everyone goes through shit, man. On whatever level you're on. If it's on a high level, being a celebrity, or just being a regular-ass person. Where everyone goes through things, everyone feels like they're not wanted sometimes, everyone has ups and downs, man. It's life, man, and life can get to you. Life can be stressful no matter what level you're on. It's just new levels, new devils. Everything is not what it seems. When you look at a celebrity and be like, oh, I want their life, I want this, like, you don't know what they're going through, you don't know if you can handle their trials and tribulations. So everyone is different, and it looks like he's back in good spirits because he posted this.
It's about YK Osiris. It's all I want to say, man. I just want to say I appreciate every single person that checked up on me yesterday. I was very down and very emotional, and I was drained, but y'all helped me a lot, you know. Knowing that you don't have friends in the industry and things like that, but you do have people out there that really love you, that really want to see you win, and I realized that yesterday and today. All I want to say is that, man, check on your people, check on your mom, your sisters. I don't care if you're mad, I don't know if you're mad, but people need love, man. People need that love, man, for real, that love. It's going to shine a light on them, man, and keep God first, man, because if we don't got nobody, we got God, you know, that's for sure. And I love y'all so much, man. I don't care if you broke, rich, poor. I don't care if you're famous or not famous, man. Mental health is serious, so keep God first, man. Keep going. I will be dropping more music soon. I love y'all so much. Y'all be safe. Love.
Super, super dope to hear. I definitely, definitely really wanted some new YK Osiris music. I've been a fan of YK since I first heard him. I'm not even sure the first song I heard. I think the very first time I seen him was like with the song with the baby or something. Then I heard the song Leave Me on Red. That's still one of my favorite songs. Leave me on red, I'm thirsty, talking like I'm running, leave me on red. I'm so, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sing that shit to you like that. Like, I know I didn't sound like YK, but I let him, you know what I'm saying? I let him sing it. For those of you who have not heard this fucking masterpiece of a song, I love this shit. It's YK, man.
I hit you with a double text. Where you at? What you doing? You ain't seen it yet. I'm seeing blue, blue, blue. Baby, that's a bet. Call you one time, cause I gotta check. Ooh, how you not gonna answer? Posting on your whistle. Baby, will your manners? Don't you know I hit you? Silence ain't that good and talking more expensive. You act like I ain't worthy of no second chances.
Sing it,
oh,
okay.
You mad, man. Oh, yeah. That's what you best at. Oh, girl, it's only midnight. Uh-huh. Oh,
what she do?
Got it going. Leave me on red. Sexy. Yeah. Acting like you didn't get the message.
Okay.
Saying that I'm talking to my exes. You ain't gotta leave me on red.
Yeah, man. We love Osiris over here, man. More music comes soon from Mans. What else we got? In other news, I don't think we have that much more things to talk about. Only a few things worth mentioning. Lil Durk, happy birthday to him. He's also celebrating his 30th birthday along with 21 Savage. But he's getting more good news because the 5 felony charges against Lil Durk that he got in 2019. For a shooting case, that was the case where him and King Von were co-defendants. They allegedly had got into a altercation and a shooting by the Varsity in Atlanta. But now those charges are officially dropped. So shout out Durk for that. And also happy birthday. What else we got? Doja Cat out here showing her titties. Shout out her for that. Oh shit. Drewski.
You have the floor.
Oh shit, hold on.
Why was Drewski's name saved in my phone like that?
So apparently Drewski, Gwinnett native, hometown hero, you know what I'm saying? That guy, funny guy on Instagram. Boy, but yeah, he basically he's piping down Chloe Bailey because she put his name in her phone with the eggplant emoji. So shout out Drewski for piping an R&B star, a starer. But let me check. I don't think we have anything left to talk about. I think I covered pretty much everything. Not a lot happened this week, but yeah, man, I think that's fucking it, man. I think that's all for episode 155. Like I told y'all in the beginning, man. Finally coming back to the States, man. It's been a long ass year. I've been here with a lot of people that I love, that I can consider family now. Currently, my brother from another motherfucking mother decided to pop in for the last couple of seconds and... You know what I'm saying? We finna head back to the States. We finna be together again, but a lot of us are not gonna be together. But yeah, man, it's been a wild journey. It's been an adventure. Anything? You got anything for the people, man?
Whatever you do, do not, and I mean do not, take this place for granted. This is a nice place. I've been taking it for granted.
How would you describe Korea in a fucking hole? Like, would you say it's like, because how I describe it, I can describe it in 3 words. To me, Korea is alcohol, smoking, and taxis. And fried chicken.
Yeah, obviously.
But, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you, you know.
Man, that is a great question. Shit. I can't think of no other way to explain it, honestly. Just...
I mean, how has your time here been? Like, hey, because for me, it's been an adventure. I've learned new things, you know.
Nah.
I guess, man. I guess that describes it all. It's been very eh. But like always, man, like I tell y'all, man, wash your fucking face, brush your teeth, wipe your ass, do all that good shit.
And eat fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables are essential. Stay safe. And most importantly, man, stay dangerous. I love y'all. I'm out. Once again, man, thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in, and listening. Like always, brush your fucking teeth, wash your ass, fruits and vegetables, stay safe, and most importantly, stay dangerous, man. We at the end of the road, and that's how I'm gonna end it. I love y'all, man. I'll see y'all in a couple weeks, man. I'm time for you to be playing with.
shouldn't be happy together forever.